cold, windy, and miserable in Manchester. But as the old adage goes, Steve Smith just loves to bat. Yes, having missed the third Ashes test with concussion, Australia's batting genius came back into the side at Old Trafford and did what he does, made run after run effortlessly, raising his bat for another half century. He is simply sublime. Smith strode out to the crease at the start of the day with Australia 28 for 2 after Stuart Broad dismissed the openers. Broad's hold over David Warner has been incredible to watch. But then Smith combined with his mini-me, Marnus Labuschagne, for a partnership of 116. Two batsmen that have dominated England this series, finally batting together. Nightmarish scenes for the hosts. Craig Overton removed Labuschagne with one of the balls of the series, dashing the young man's hopes of a maiden test 100. Smith then batted away with Travis Head, but the drab weather would have the final say. Australia closed the day on 170 for 3. Hello and welcome to the Wisden Ashes Daily Podcast, sponsored by Travel Bag, creating holidays packed full of memories since 1979. Apologies to the Yaz Rana fan club, but it's me, Taha Hashim, hosting today, and right beside me, I've got Wisden's very own Ben Garner. First up, though, let's head over to Old Trafford, where Wisden.com's digital editor, Rich Evans, is, I imagine, slightly sad that he can barely get a day's play this summer. Rich, you were at day one Lords washout. You're at day three there, where there was barely any cricket, and now you were at Manchester. You know, are you ever going to watch full days test cricket?
Well, I know, Taha, it's quite a bad omen so far. I mean, I actually arrived in Manchester about 9 a.m. Sunny skies above, train driver welcomed us into sunny Manchester, but it only kind of got worse. Yeah, it's a real shame. I'd like to watch a bit of cricket. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be useful. And then there was also the other disappointment of Jofra Archer versus Steve Smith, a battle that has been talked up for quite a bit, but it didn't really deliver. And Jofra Archer, he certainly looked down on his pace, and Steve Smith looked very comfortable, having, you know, struggled against him at Lords.
I think he certainly was down on his pace. I mean, I think around about the 84-mile-per-hour mark. I think what we should say, though, is we do need to kind of remind ourselves that this is a guy playing in his third test match. He was still England's most economical bowler today. And he is the type of bowler when, even if he looks like he's bowling at 80-90%, he still, of course, offers a threat. What I would say is, in terms of the Smith versus sort of Archer duel, which has kind of become the, you know, the central duel of the series, really, I think it really is testament to both players, because obviously one, as I say, is playing in their debut test series, and the other has come back in after well over a year in the kind of, you know, international wilderness. So the fact that they both come back in for this series and have played, you know, the leading role and have kind of given the series the real key head-to-head. I mean, when Smith came into bat earlier today, There was a big kind of roar from the crowd, and it was quite a strange one, really. It wasn't a cheer, and, you know, it wasn't there was no booing, but I think it was just, you know, the sheer excitement and anticipation of, you know, the key battle that's about to commence.
And what did you make of Smith? Because he didn't face much of Archer in that first session, but he still looked, you know, you would think that even for a player of his greatness, having gone through what he's gone over the last test, it was just back to normal for him. There was no moment where you thought this man's just missed the test for concussion, because he just looked so comfortable.
Yes, and I don't really think I expect anything different, because that's what we have, you know, grown to expect from him. He is the best player in the world. That was confirmed a few days ago when he knocked King Kohli off his perch to become, you know, highest ranked test batsman once again. So I think he just did what you expected him to do. I mean, what I would say is every time I watch him live, his quirks, his eccentric, you know, eccentric leaves and mannerisms seem to go up a notch. But, you know, when it works so well for him, then, you know, why shouldn't everyone else try? Even Labuschagne today, you know, some of his leaves seemed a lot more extravagant than usual. And you wonder whether, you know, he's been looking at Smith and thinking, actually, I want a bit of that as well.
And it's almost perfect that Smith was the star of the day, because it was just a weird type of day, right? I mean, we played without, there was play without Bales. Play kept on getting stopped because of crisp packets flying around. I mean, what was your take on all that? How were people reacting to all this kind of, you know, just the weirdness of the day?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly frustrating, obviously. You know, not for us journos in the press box, it's not because we want to, you know, get into the pub early. It's when you see these various stoppages when you've already been off for a lengthy period for rain anyway, it can become very frustrating. As you say, bales falling on the floor, you know, litter, debris sailing across the outfield into the batsman's line, and it kept happening. I think at one point, you know, a few members of the crowd were getting joy to, you know, they kept chucking stuff over and seeing how far it would fly. But yeah, it was incredibly frustrating in the press box, but I think the England bowlers themselves will be incredibly disappointed with how they finished the day. Not necessarily how they bowled towards the back end of the day, but the fact that they didn't get those extra one or two wickets at the end, because when play did eventually resume, England definitely got the best of the conditions, and no doubt about that. And obviously with Australia having won the toss and put themselves into bat early in the day. Stuart Broad was excellent at the top, but I think in terms of the morning session, it was only really Broadie that troubled the Australia batsmen. Obviously, we all know the luck he's had. Well, not luck, but he's obviously won the battle he's had with David Warner in the series so far. I think it's 5-4-32, I believe, across the series against Warner. But really, I think a lot of the other bowlers didn't look overly threatening in that kind of first session. I do think Craig Overton looked decent towards the back end of the day. A lot of pace and bounce. Obviously, didn't see much of Leach. Stokes was, you know, swinging it a long way, but the control wasn't quite there. So I do feel that England will be going away today thinking, I think we could have got one or two more.
Well, Rich, I mean, I hope you go back today not feeling as frustrated as the England bowlers, and I hope that you do get a full day's play tomorrow, because that would just suck if you didn't. So.
Well, I hope too, but I'm not expecting it, looking at the forecast, but we'll see what happens.
All right, yeah, I haven't seen the forecast yet, but I'm hoping that dramatically changes. Thanks for joining us, Rich. All right, Ben, TV sensation Ben Gardner with me. Ben, let's go right to the start of the day, and Stuart Broad just keeps getting David Warner out. I mean, what is going on? Because David Warner is a man with 20 something test centuries. He's averaging about 12 in this series, and he just can't play Stuart Broad.
Yeah, it's
I'm sorry, that made me sound like Stuart Broad, some terrible bowler. But I mean, he does have 400 something test wickets. But yeah, it's still a surprising struggle.
Yeah, well, especially Warner's had a lot of success against Broad in the past. He's averaged like something like 50, more than 50 against him before this series in Test cricket. And I actually wrote a piece during the last Test match when it looked like if Wokes had a decent game and when Anderson might return, that Broad might struggle to get into the side of the series. But actually, you've kind of got to keep him in, just because like getting Warner out early on is such a big thing, because he still remains a really good player. He's still got all those runs in the World Cup, all those runs in the IPL. He still has those 21 test centuries. So yeah, it's hard to kind of work out exactly what's gone on. But I think that, yeah, Broad just seems to have his number, basically, and that is a hugely valuable thing for England to have, to basically know they've kind of got one wicket in the bank every innings. And especially because Warner has that credit, there can't really be a question of dropping him. But it also isn't like it's going to get any runs, so it's a real kind of dilemma for Australia at the moment, I guess.
Yeah, and usually when you think of Australia's two best batsmen, you think Steve Smith first, David Warner second. This series, it's been a different story. Of course, Steve Smith is up there as number one, but Marnus Labuschagne just keeps on impressing. And the two were playing together for the, you know, in Test cricket for the first time together, actually. Mm. And they were. It was like watching the same sort of batsman at the crease, because Labuschagne is obviously not as eccentric, yeah, but there are similarities there. You know, he gets across his stumps and just looks to leave through the offside, and then just, you know, can tuck away anything on his pads. And the two just combined. It was a match made in heaven. Do you sort of see those similarities as well? I mean, what did you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess especially with Labuschagne, it's just the way he. Well, so there's some of the sort of the mannerisms, I guess, when he gets like sometimes when he gets knocked over, sort of get up in a particularly sort of eccentric, exuberant way, and especially when he leaves as well, he sort of does the Steve Smith swish,
lightsaber sort of swish
exactly,
thing. Yeah,
Steve Smith. Yeah. But yeah, no, they were. I mean, obviously Steve Smith was brilliant, and Labuschagne has been brilliant, and it did feel sort of inevitable that they would score a lot of runs together. I guess that the feeling was is that if England, it's a real missed opportunity, really, because if England had got through that partnership, Australia's lower order just hasn't shown that much, and it could yet happen that they kind of are able to run through them tomorrow, but they've already got like a decent-ish total when you consider this England batting lineup and how they struggle and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, it's been incredible reliance on basically either Smith or Labuschagne coming off in innings, and now both of them did get runs to it.
Well, they both got half centuries. Single time they've batted this season.
Yeah, I don't think either of them have been dismissed for a score under 50.
Yeah, incredible, And I mean, you should take some credit here because you touted Labuschagne before the series even started, didn't you?
Oh, I mean, don't do that to me. but yes, I did. I did watch Australia play Australia prior to the series, and minus Labuschagne, he did catch my eye. And he's been quite impressive, I reckon.
Yeah.
And it took a special ball to get rid of him. Craig Overton, so he's come out of nowhere. He's in this test squad, and I guess, I mean, maybe it's just me, but some people had just forgotten about him. And when you hear the name Overton, you kept on thinking Jamie. But Craig Overton's come back into side, and he got Labuschagne with a beautiful delivery today.
Yeah, it was a brilliant ball. He bowled pretty well, I guess. He bowled like probably about as well as you'd expect him to, but he didn't. I mean, I guess that England haven't picked him to be the player who's going to run through Australia. They've picked him to be the guy to hold up an end. I guess it just feels like maybe that's slightly muddled thinking when you've got, well, in Archer you've got a guy who you don't want to over bowl, but who has actually shown he can bowl a lot of overs so far. You've got Broad, who's obviously not going to go for loads of runs ever. You've got Stokes, a third seamer already, who's really capable. And you've got Leach, who, if you're picking Leach versus Moen, you're picking Leach because he can hold up an end. So you shouldn't really... I feel like England have maybe missed a trick slightly by not going for either a Sam Curran-esque bowler who can offer you something slightly different and a bit more with the bat, or another sort of point of difference bowler. I mean, it was weird because Craig Overton, he was that today. He did find that magic ball, but he hasn't been picked to do that. He's been picked to bowl the holding thing. But that wasn't what England needed today. They needed someone to break that partnership.
All right, then. Predictions tomorrow. Rich says that the forecast isn't looking pretty, but still, go on. Tell me if there was a full day's play, what's going to happen?
Well, whether because of rain or whether because of someone actually getting him out, I'm going to go against the grain and predict that Steve Smith isn't going to make 100 tomorrow.
This is the weirdness of Smith, is that if you predict he's not going to get 100, that's a strange prediction.
Yeah.
I will say that he will get another test 100, because, well, he just looks sublime, and I feel like England don't have much of a plan with how to bowl to him.
Yeah.
And it's just going to keep on going. I guess we'll call it a day then.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening in, folks. You can listen to us on Spotify, the podcast app, Acast, all the things Yaz usually says. I should add, we don't just talk about cricket here. We write about cricket every day on wisden.com and every month in the shape of Wisden Cricket Monthly magazine. If you fancy giving the mag a go, you can get your first three copies, print or digital, for just £3. In fact, we'll only charge you £2.99 if you go paperless. To subscribe to the print version and get your first three copies for just £3, go to wisdensubs.com and use the offer code, all in capitals, WCM34319.
And just to clarify, that's WCM3, the number, 4, F-O-R, 319.
To subscribe to the digital version and get your first three copies for just £2.99, go to pktmags.com/WCMpod. This has been the Wisden Ashes Daily Podcast, sponsored by Travel Bag, creating holidays packed full of memories since 1979. Thanks very much.